Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to HCTR Redskins Talk Pod. And today we're going to be continuing position discussions with the wide receiver position. Now, getting back into swing of things here, and we'll have many episodes coming out here soon. Tomorrow, we're going to have NBA mock draft without trades. I know this is a Redskins thing, but I'm going to put out a couple other things since the draft's coming up. And then Wednesday we'll have an NBA mock draft with trades, and then Thursday I'm gonna change it up right here, a live change up. Tuesday we're gonna be continuing the position discussion. Tomorrow we're gonna continue with the running back. Wednesday will be the first mock draft, and Thursday before the draft will be the second mock draft with trades, and then Friday we'll review that, and I might throw in a quarterback discussion with that as well, because that should be pretty quick. But with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the wide receiver position. So our starting three, I believe, is going to be Josh Doctson, Trey Quinn, and Paul Richardson. Josh Doctson, last chance this year. Didn't get picked up with his fifth-year option. Hopefully that motivates him or something a little bit. But this is his last year to try to show something. I mean, they've got Kelvin Harmon coming from behind him, a guy we picked up in the sixth round. I'll talk about it just a little bit. Similar size, and he's going to be coming for Josh Doctson's position. Last year he had 44 receptions, 532 yards. He did miss a game against the Saints. He had two touchdowns, and his long and average was 12.1 yards per reception. He had 35 and 502 last year, or 2017 year. So a little bit better numbers last year. But I think those are gonna have to be, if he wants to stay on this team, at least into the 800s, 800, 900s. Hopefully 1,000 at the end of the season. I don't see that happening. I see this being his last year in Washington, and the Redskins using those rookies to come take his spot at the wide receiver position. He had a really nice play last year. What we wanted was a fade against the Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of where we drafted him, a big guy, go up in 1v1 catch balls, are up in the air, grab 50-50 balls, and he was able to come down with those against one of those against Atlanta 2 years ago against Kansas City. It was one that could have sealed the game against Kansas City, an undefeated Kansas City. We were 2-1, and it was coming down to the end of the game. Kirk Cousins throws it up to him. It was two defenders on him, and he came down with it but dropped it to the ground. That's the kind of guy thing we need to see him catch. That's why he drafted in first round. And I saw an interesting thing. By the way he's been playing, he's looked like more like a sixth, fifth round type receiver that's really came out and played. If a fifth and sixth round receiver got the minutes, this is what it means. You would see these types of numbers. Not if a first-round receiver got these types of minutes, you'd see these numbers. I know in the past a lot of first-round receivers have been bust, and it seems to be the case with Josh Doctson. He has probably done a little better than a couple of those guys out there. But I think Josh Doctson won't be on this team next year. I think this is his last chance, and I don't know if he'll be able to prove it. I sure hope he does. I mean, it'd be nice to see him get into the 800s, go up and get those 50-50 balls like we want him to be that number one guy, but I don't see that happening. So on to the next guy, a guy taking over the slot this year for Jameson Crowder, leaving to the Jets. This kid's probably one of my favorite players on this team. I think he's my favorite receiver out of this group. Trey Quinn, taking over the wide receiver. He was Mr. Irrelevant last year, and last year he showed so he had his moments. He was hurt. He did have a sprained ankle, I believe, and didn't play much. But he ended up bringing in 9 for 75 yards, and I think only 3 games and 1 touchdown against the Cowboys. I think he showed when he was on the field, he showed he could be a good starting slot receiver, but he's got to keep that health. I mean, he tweaked his hamstring this week in OTA, so he's got to stay healthy, and I think he could be a really good wide receiver for us. I think he could possibly be our number one guy. It reminds me a lot of Cole Beasley. Not only does he look like Cole Beasley, I think he plays like Cole Beasley, and I think he can possibly be as good or not better as Cole Beasley. So, he's one of my favorite players and a player you should keep a good eye on through the preseason and through the regular season if he can stay healthy. Paul Richardson, we signed him last year to a 4-year, $80 million. No, it was 5 years, $80 million. I'm way off. It was a couple, it was like 5 years, $40 million, I believe. Can't quite remember the contract, what that was, but it was not $80 million. That was Landon Collins-type money. Last year, he got hurt, of course, with all the injuries Redskins have, and he was one of those. When he did play, he showed some like what we wanted. This John Jackson-type guy, go deep and get pass. Remember the Packers play? He went and caught a deep ball and ended up rolling into the end zone. Something you want to see out of him. And he also has some deep over-the-middle routes that he caught. I remember against the Colts. Came up big with a couple of routes. They didn't end up winning that game, but he showed some what we wanted to see and why we signed him. As a speed guy, he gets the Sean Jackson-type guy. And I think he showed that this year. When he did play last year, he didn't play too many games. He only had 20 receptions, 262 yards, 46 or two touchdowns last year. Of course, the one against the Packers, and then he had a full season with Seattle. He had 44 receptions, 703 yards, and six touchdowns. If we can get those numbers out of him again, or if we can get those numbers out of him this year, I would love those numbers out of him, and be a good season for P. Rich. And I think we will get those type of numbers out of him once again if he can stay healthy. I mean, he hurt his knee and shoulder in last year, and I think that's something we're gonna have to keep an eye on. But I think if he can stay healthy, like I'm saying, he could be a Deshaun Jackson type guy, and I see him continuing to grow. And he's still a young guy. He's just turned 27, I believe. So I think he'll be a Deshaun Jackson for us type for years to come. Calvin Harmon, a rookie out of NC State. We got him in the sixth round. A guy I am really high on. I think he's one of my favorite players, especially out of this draft class. I think he could possibly be seeing some minutes and be catching or be out on the field catching passes. And I don't see him having like a 1,000-yard reception year. I see him possibly having 400, 500 yards, a couple touchdowns here and there, maybe one or two touchdowns. That would be a pretty good first season for him, and then him continue to build on that. I could see him doing that. His freshman year at NC State, he had 27 receptions, 462 yards, five touchdowns. If he can have those numbers in the NFL his first year, that would be great numbers from him. I think he's the guy that Josh Doctson has to watch out for. I think reminds me of Josh Doctson. He's go up for 50-50 balls. I think he's a guy that is the guy that will take Josh Doctson's spot. He sophomore year, he had 69 receptions for 1,000 yards, almost a little more than 1,000 yards, four touchdowns. And then his junior year, which is his last year, he had 81 receptions for 1,200 yards and seven touchdowns. Those are some really good numbers, and he was projected third, fourth round. Once again, we got him in the sixth round. I think it's a good steal for us. I think he can be a good player for us here in the future. Terry McLaurin, got him in the third round at Ohio State. Mainly got him because we wanted the connection with Dwayne Haskins. He also is an all-around good special team player. I see him getting some good minutes this year. I see him being our fourth wide receiver. He'll come off the bench, or our four wide receiver sets. He'll come off the bench and substitute with a couple of receivers, being there for a couple blocking downs. See him playing a lot of special teams. But 2016, his first year playing, 2015 was his first year playing. He redshirted. He didn't do anything that year. He was hurt some of the games too. So. And then 2016, his first year actually getting minutes, getting played, he had 11 receptions, 114 yards, two touchdowns. Then his junior year, he had 29 for 36. And then his last year, he had 35 receptions, 701 yards, and 11 touchdowns. A guy that I think he'll be a good asset to the team. I don't think – I haven't watched enough. I mean, it's just so hard to compare him to other wide receivers because he's kind of like a speedster. He's got the speed. He could be a deep threat. But he's also an over-the-middle guy, short passing guy. So he could kind of play the slot. He can kind of play outside. And what's interesting to see how we'll use him in the pass game this year. But I think he'll be a good weapon this year, and I see him getting about – I'd say about 400 yards this season. That 400 yards would be good for him this season. I don't know if he'll get that, but 400 yards would be good. Cam Sims, once again, I'm talking about the six that I think will make the roster. I think we take six. Cam Sims, a what have been said to be a stud in training or OTAs and minicamp so far. Jonathan Allen came out this week and said, I think he'll be a good receiver for years to come. His freshman year in Alabama, he had 7 receptions, 62 yards. Sophomore year, 6 for 46. And then he didn't play most of his college games. Those years, he played 4 his first year, 2 his second year, and 3 his third year, or 6 his third year. And he had 14-152, so pretty good numbers for the amount of games he played. But then the senior year kind of drop off. He had 11 games, 14 receptions, 207, and only had 2 career touchdowns. So you'd like to see those numbers go up. But, I mean, he played. You saw it. If you watched the preseason game against the Jets, he absolutely balled out, getting some contested catches, some hard catches. He did have that one where it nicked his finger and ended up to an interception, but he made up for it. Had the game-winning catch, set up the game-winning field goal, a nice back shoulder catch. Had a nice catch in the end zone that got called back, but it was a real nice catch and would have been a touchdown. And then he had a couple other good catches. And then against the Patriots, he had a deep ball. Colt McCoy threw it to him, and he missed 2 defenders. And then took it down to about the 3-yard line. So Cam Sims, I think, is a good player, and I think he'll be – I agree with Jonathan. I think he'll be a good receiver. I could see him getting – I've seen bold predictions where he leads the team in receptions and receiving yards. I don't know how true that is, but I do see him getting a lot more minutes. If he can stay healthy, a lot more minutes than he did or he didn't play any last year, but I'd see him get a lot more minutes than people would expect. Other guys, those are the 6 I think make the roster. Other guys that are on the team, Jehu Jensen, special teams guy. I don't know if he'll probably definitely be on the practice squad. Don't know if he'll be on the roster, possibly. But if he is, he's just special teams. Darvin Kidzie. Undrafted free agent last year. He's just been on the practice squad. I think it'll be another year on the practice squad. Robert Davis, a guy a lot of people were high on last year, but then, of course, had the leg injury, missed the season. I think it would be between him and Cam Sims for that last spot on the roster, and I think Cam Sims takes it out or takes its spot. But I do see some good preseason minutes out of him and some good competition between them. Then we got TJ Ramming and Steven Sims, 2 guys out of undrafted this year, picked up. I heard Steven Sims wasn't looking too good, and I haven't heard much out of TJ Ramming, so I don't think they'll be on the roster, practice squad maybe. Then we also have Brian Quick, just a veteran guy. I think he won't make the roster. He didn't make the roster last year because of Cam Sims. We did bring him back because of injuries to Cam Sims and Trey Quinn. We brought him back, so I don't see him going to I don't see him being on the practice squad. I see him just being cut, and then I don't think he'll get picked up anywhere else, so I see he'll always be that safety valve, and if we had the injuries like we did last year, hopefully we won't. We can go ahead and sign him like we did last year. But with that's being said, that is all the wide receivers on the roster. We got the running backs and the quarterbacks to go through, and then we are done with the position discussion, and then we'll go into the 53-man roster predictions, and then game reviews, possibly. I'm not too sure about that. And then that should bring us to training camp with the NBA draft stuff and thrown in the middle of all that. And then that should bring us to training camp. I'll do some training camp stuff. And then I think we'll be right set for preseason, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see what these guys can do, and we shall see. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow at HGTR Redskins Pod for when the podcasts are up and when the podcasts are coming up. Don't forget to follow at Redskins Coverage, NFL Redskins News. Thanks to those guys for giving me a shout out on Instagram. And also thank Anchor. It's easy, easiest way to make a podcast ever. If you want to make a podcast, I recommend Anchor. It is very easy. So with that being said, I'm signing out. Thank you for listening.